Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're listening to the Killer Bees with Joe Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
He's Blank, I'm Branham. We are the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Junior Bronco says BMAC wakes up every morning and starts the day on the list. It is then his job to get off the list. I kind of like that. It's like guilty till proven innocent. I feel like that's good. It's positive. Brian is stoic as ever.
Brian is, yeah.
I mean, that's a healthy attitude to have for sure.
That's the way I live my life. Look how far I've gotten.
I thought you lived your life a quarter mile at a time.
I've never heard that line. Sounds fine to me. 713-780-ESPN. He likes that joke. Fred should be running the point like he did in Toronto when he played with Kawhi. They get KD. I'll think about re-signing him. He's probably the main salary filler of a Kevin Durant trade, though. I don't know if you can keep both of them. Like, I guess you could do it with Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, you don't want to, though.
No, you don't want to.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I was worried about Dylan Brooks before this series, being able to control his temper at the Golden State Warriors. I was very complimentary of the fact that he controlled his temper with his own team last night, because he should have been hyper-frustrated with the fact that they wouldn't give him a good look at a shot. And yeah. When he did, he made enough of them to where he deserved more, warranted more ball, you know, touches for shots, and he didn't get them.
Mm-mm. He should have shot it 10 times.
No question.
The Rockets played like the Rockets last night. That's not good enough to beat Oakland. Go get Kevin Durant or another finisher. I will say, yesterday's game was a good testament of why the Rockets should trade for Kevin Durant. Because, like, what's the one thing you need? A scorer and a closer. What has Kevin Durant been his entire career? A scorer and a closer.
The whole time last night, right as it was winding down, I kept thinking, we're just going to see an inundated timeline of nothing but KD to the Rockets, even more so now. Mm-hmm. This is just screaming KD, and if not KD, then insert Ja Morant or whoever's the next disgruntled or possibly available star that they can try to get to try and upgrade their ability to finish games and do things the way they need them done.
Now, I like how he called it Oakland, though. I did have a little musing during the game yesterday. Well, I had two. First off, I hate when both teams wear colors. It bothers me. I don't like it. Call me old school. Call me a curmudgeon. I don't like it when both teams wear their colors. Golden State in their blue, Rockets in their red. What are we doing? Home team wear light colors, wear white. Wear white. Like, I know the Lakers wear yellow. That's a light enough color. Yellow's fine. I don't like it when both teams are in their visiting uniforms.
That went all out the window. And the NFL had to do the same thing. When they started to get creative with their City Connects and their
throwbacks and all that. Well, the NFL, I don't think,
allows
it, do they?
NFL allows the home team to choose.
Yeah, but they don't allow both teams to wear colors unless it's the color
rush. No, you're right. That's the difference. Both teams won't wear colors. Home team gets to choose if they want to wear their dark jerseys or their white.
Which I don't love that.
NBA can choose whatever they want, and then the visiting team can react accordingly. And to your point, there is no rule stating that unless you can't wear the same color, both
they're
teams.
Too similar, they probably don't allow it.
Right.
But yeah, I don't like that. And then the second thing is, what a dumb name Golden State is for a basketball team. Like, I understand that it's California's state nickname, but how stupid would it be for the Rockets to be called the Lone Star Rockets? It'd be dumb. It'd be really dumb. Who thought of the idea of Golden State? What a bunch of idiots they were.
Well, and then you get the WNBA team and just call it San Francisco.
I didn't know they had a WNBA team.
They just got one. They're the Valkyries, and they're the Golden State Valkyries.
That's
like, can't you just make them the San Francisco Valkyries and just get away from it? Because there's so many teams in California. It's like when we always hear about the Rangers should be Arlington or Dallas, but they shouldn't be the Texas Rangers when there's another major league team in the state of Texas. But it's even more so when you got all these NBA teams and you're still the Golden State Warriors.
It's dumb. It's dumb. Tillman, bring back the Comets and call them the Lone Star State Comets. What a dumb nickname that is. Who would have thought of that? Texter, you could see Shingun's face and body language when Green took that useless mid-range two that missed with under 2 minutes left and Rockets down seven. Low IQ shot and loser basketball. I guess he's – I don't know if he's talking about Green or Alpi there. I mean, Green's
I know
not,
at one point the audio caught Shingun yelling at Jalen, like, Jay, you got – you see that? You got to – and he was really adamant about it, but I don't think it was that particular play.
I read that as Draymond Green. He meant Jalen Green.
He meant Jalen Green.
Yeah, he did. I misread that. He didn't put the name. He just put Green, but he's right. He was talking about Jalen. Mm-hmm. I hope Jalen doesn't become unplayable in this series. I think they should explore sitting him for the entire fourth quarter and play Tari and Jabari instead. Well, Tari wasn't making his shots either.
Nope.
And he was,
I don't think he's going to.
Not only was he 0 for 4 from 3, but he was missing shots at the rim.
Yeah, the only thing that you can do, I think, offensively and expect to get it is from Tari to get transition baskets. And like you said, and shots around the rim where he's extremely active getting second chance points. I don't want to rely on Tari Eason shooting threes.
No.
And I don't like him in the mid-range game either. So I just think you have to accept him for who he is.
Yeah. Brandon, here are a couple of rotation ideas. Brandon T just hopped on, but do y'all think Reed Shepard should get some run since he can hit some open shots, outside shots?
I think he would get exploited defensively. And I think that it's – I just think it's too much to ask to just throw him into this series and go, hey, we need some shots. If it was just as simple as, hey, on one end of the floor, we're going to throw Reed Shepard out there and he's going to get some good looks from three, that's one thing. But you got to play both ends. And we also know that even as he handles the ball, decision-making sometimes isn't his best strength in the NBA, so I don't think he's going to see any run.
Yeah, I don't either. Like somebody said Cam. Like, Cam's not playing. Aaron Holiday.
Might play if they're up 30.
Yeah, I mean, not significant minutes.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that Holiday could be used.
Oh, there's a guy that he may trust enough that he could, yes. I mean, look, that's one of the answers that should be considered when Fred doesn't have it going. I trust that if you take Fred out and put Holiday in, at least in short doses, he's capable of making shots. He's a veteran that makes good decisions. He can defend a little bit. I don't mind that.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. I don't mind it either.
They played more players than the Rockets did last night.
No.
They played 10 and we played 8.
No, I didn't. I mean, was I surprised by that, you're saying?
I was surprised by that. I thought with Jeff Green, I thought there were some guys that might see some minutes situationally. And he really tightened up the rotation and kept it to and firm on 8, whereas Golden State was just kind of throwing guys out there.
Yeah,
I'm really kind of
But I'm not surprised that any of the guys that didn't play didn't play. The one that would, if I had to pick one that was the most surprising, it'd be Aaron Holiday. Like, because Fred played 40 minutes. So, like, would it made sense for Fred to play 34 and you give Holiday those 6 minutes? Yeah, probably. But that, to me, is the only one that I'm shocked by. Like, I'm not shocked about anybody else.
I could see in this series, I could see Jeff Green getting some time.
I don't know about that.
He's still active. He can make the three. We talk about shooting, but when he gets an open three, he can knock that down. And I don't think that with the guys he would be in charge of having to guard, I don't think there's a lot of guys that are going to blow his doors off.
I would be stunned to see Jeff Green.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit surprised by that.
I think situationally he may play in this series.
Yeah, well, you want to bet on it?
No, because you didn't want to bet before.
I was seeing how – what?
You didn't want to bet before.
What did I not want to bet?
You said
about?
That the Rockets were going to win the next four.
Well, that was being silly with that. That was not a serious take. That was slash S, much sarcasm implied. I'm not being sarcastic about this one.
I know you're not.
There's certain things I say that I'm willing to bet. There's certain things I say that I'm not willing to bet. I'm trying to see if there's certain things here that you're willing to bet.
I'm not willing to bet it, but I have a feeling he's going to play in the series.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to see how strong of a take you were on that. Because I'm pretty strong that he won't play. But we'll see. If he does, I hope he plays well. Three-pointers, free throws, turnovers, all bad, and lose by 10. We got a chance. It hasn't changed my prediction. I had them at 7. I had them winning in 7. I'm gonna hold true through that. You had them losing in 6, mm-hmm. And you're gonna did it change at all with you?
No.
You got Golden State in 5.
I don't think it. No. I think they'll find a way to stay in the series. I think it's Golden State in 6.
Brian's the only waffler then.
I'm moving back a game.
He moved it back to Rockets in 7 instead of Rockets in 6. Mm. Rockets need to shoot better, including free throws, limit turnovers. See, I can live with the missed shots. Like, that's going to happen. The turnovers is the thing that drove me nuts, especially when you add in the point that they're a good offensive rebounding team. Good offensive rebounding team should not turn the basketball over.
No.
Never.
They should not at all because, like you said. I mean, there's the bigs are just screaming, just put it on the rim. Just put it somewhere near the basket, and one of your bigs that have an advantage over theirs are going to probably come down with the basketball if you miss and get a second chance. But if you don't even get a chance to get the basket to go in because you don't even get a shot up, that's on you.
Yeah, that was rough to watch. 713-780-ESPN. Let's see what the text line has to. Oh, the other one was Jabari Smith. That they think their Jabari Smith should be inserted into the starting lineup instead of Amen Thompson.
I think it's too soon to pull the plug on Amen because I think you could start messing with his confidence level. I think that you understand that when Jabari's in the game, he made a difference, and so you take it to the next step. You probably put him in a little earlier, or you try some different combinations where you can get him on the floor more. But I don't think you do that at the price of sitting Amen down. I would like to sit Fred down.
I don't love the whole change the starting lineup because you lost one game in the series thing.
Yeah, right.
Why are you adjusting that much based off one game? Unless there's something like clear and obvious, which there's not something clear and obvious, I think, with this starting five. Secondly, like, I don't really care who starts games. I care about who plays the majority of minutes. Like, if I had player A and player B, and player B was better than player A, and you told me player B can start, but he's going to play less minutes than player A. No, I don't want that. I want the majority of the minutes for the guy who's better.
This is the whole Kenny Smith, Sam Cassell thing, where Kenny was hell-bent on wanting to know that he was the starter, and Rudy said, yeah, that's cool, but guess who's finishing the game?
Was he really?
Yeah, Sam's going to finish the game.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. Huh. The more you know. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. The Hive still has some thoughts on this one. This is one that's not sitting well with the Hive. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
You want some good Rockets news?
Sure.
Saw this from Clutch fans. Rockets, via Phoenix's pick, win the draft tiebreaker with Portland. If both the Phoenix picks and Portland's pick end up outside of the top four, Houston would pick 9th and Portland 10th. So it's almost, I guess it's not a full guarantee. Because how many teams are below the Rockets in the draft lottery? Dallas is below them, Chicago is below them, Sacramento and Atlanta are below them. So I guess if those...
That's in the East.
And they do the lottery? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's in the East.
Right. I thought you were just naming East teams.
I pulled up the odds, the draft odds, the ping pong odds.
I thought they had like the eighth.
Rockets have the 9th best odds.
Okay.
And how many they do the lottery for the top 4 now, right? It used to be top 3. I think it's top 4 now.
I believe that's correct.
I think they do 4 teams in the top 4. So if they got jumped by all of those teams, they could still be outside of the top 10. But today, because of that tiebreaker, the Rockets' chances of being in the top 10 have increased a great amount. So there's some good news.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me the sun will rise today. There you go. There's your good news. Rockets will have a top 10 pick, more than likely.
And I think that, you know, whether you use it for yourself or even better yet, if you can use it to, like, get something that you're seeking, a player from another team, I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, the Twitch is saying, are you guys going to talk about the odds of who the next Pope is going to be? I bet he's going to be Catholic. I'll give you that. Anybody want to bet?
That's a bold call.
Are there ping pong balls?
Somebody, Vermont posted the odds. I don't know any of these names. Luis Anthony Tagli, Petro Parolin, Matteo Zuppi.
I think he's too modernly friendly to be in it, but he's always talked about. The Cardinal.
You're way beyond Jeremy and I's.
Yeah, I don't know about Cardinals. Fridolin Ambongo Basunga, he's a plus 600. Peter Erdo, Mark Olet, he doesn't sound Catholic. Peter Turzon, Ramon Leo
played
Burke,
for the Canadians, didn't
Robert Serra, and Wim Illich. Odds to be the next pope. Has there ever been an American pope?
I thought I saw a headline about something like that today. I'm not exactly sure, but the headline came off like there hasn't been.
You're thinking of Cardinal Dolan.
Because
that's actually the headline that I saw. And I bet you it's the headline you saw. Could New York's Cardinal Dolan become the first American pope?
He's not related to James Dolan, is he?
I don't know.
He's from Milwaukee. I just found that out. I didn't know that.
Well, you know.
All right.
Or he's actually he served as Archbishop of Milwaukee.
I don't think the world. From Milwaukee. I don't think the world is ready for an American pope. I don't think it can be done.
Says his sibling is Pat Dolan, so I don't think it's Jim.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think they could have an American pope. I don't think it makes sense.
Now, why is that?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, at a certain point,
it's you're too far away from the soil. The local soil. Yeah. Like, shouldn't you be from Rome?
Isn't South America further away? There have been South American popes, haven't
there? I have no idea.
I think there have been.
They speak Spanish there, though.
Okay, what does that have to do with the distance? You said it was too far away.
Because I bet you there's been more Spanish-speaking Catholics than there has been English-speaking Catholics. It really speaks to the people.
You're talking about popes or just in general?
Both, probably.
Okay.
When do they get held to the fire in terms of, like, the criteria?
Who?
The whole diocese or whoever's making the church that's making this.
I don't even know. Do they vote on that?
Yeah, it was the basis of that movie Conclave that came out last year.
Have you seen that movie about that newspaper that broke all
the Boston Herald, right?
Yeah.
Spotlight? Was it
called
Spotlight?
Yeah, I think it was
Spotlight. That's
exactly. Very good movie.
I meant to, but never got around to
it. All kinds of Academy Awards, right?
Very disturbing, but a very good movie. Shredder says Pope Francis was the first pope from the Americas. There you go.
Americas. Okay. There you go.
There you go. I don't think the world's ready for an American pope. 713-780-ESPN. Do you think that it? Do you think it is? I think I'd make a good pope. What do you have to give up? What do you have to give up to be a pope? I'm not Catholic.
You're going to have to give up all your.
I have to give up my religion because I have to convert to Catholicism.
Nope. You're also going to have to give up all your daily fantasy. The daily fantasy leagues
would have best
balls. You don't think popes can do a little best ball?
No, I don't.
I don't think so.
What do you have to give up to be pope?
You're going to have to give up your whiskey too. Yeah,
the gentle bins is going to have to go.
You think there's a LinkedIn on how you can apply for this? And there's some requirements. What are the requirements to be pope? Any man who is Roman Catholic, I'm out. My search is done.
I mean, you can convert.
I'm not gonna.
Okay. Well, I guess you don't want it bad enough.
Pope has been chosen from the College of Cardinals. The group charged with electing the Pope for the last 640 years or so. That's a bad joke.
Yeah.
713-780-3776.
We can use that for is he a cardinal or is he a cardinal?
I think we did that.
We have done that.
Oh, we've done that in the past? Yes, okay, because that was to just play the Cardinals not too long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm out. Could y'all be a Pope?
No,
not Catholic.
I would vote for Israel to be the next pope.
Okay. You think he's got takes on that? You think the pope needs to have takes on Reed Shepard?
Dang, Junior Bronk, a little racism here. That bum. Junior Bronk is J-Bone, a Hispanic that's not Catholic. Well, I'm half. So.
And I'm Mexica.
The other half of me there, Junior Broncos. J-Bone, Italian, not Spanish. Is that true? There's been more Italian-speaking popes than Spanish-speaking popes?
Probably. I mean, Rome is in Italy. Or the Vatican's in Italy.
Yeah, I'm showing my ignorance when it comes to Catholicism.
You got to wait for the white smoke.
Popes. Yeah. That's been a big thing, like, whenever sports teams are breaking news. It was the Washington Post,
the
not
smoke.
The
you
Boston Globe. Whatever.
Yeah.
White smoke is no decision.
Brian, MLA
was
Paul.
It really?
Yeah, white smoke is no decision. Red
no, no, no.
They
I'm talking about
decision.
The Washington Post.
You can't be married, J-Bone. My wife might like that part of it.
There's one vote for you.
That's why my wife is advocating for me to be the next pope. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Pretty sure you'd also have to give up your wife and kids. I have to give up my – what are they going to do to them? What are they going to do to my kids?
I mean, you just
if I have
ask,
to give
don't
up
ask
my
that
kids?
Question. Don't ask that
what
question.
What do they do in the
They're
Catholic
not
church?
In the papal mobile.
Yeah, let's not
the
ask that question.
Mobile.
Man.
The roofless Mercedes-Benz.
We shouldn't have taken the lid off of this here. This is what I get for starting a conversation that the Twitchers were having. That's on me, guys. That's my bad. Adoka's rotation was questionable and very different from the regular season. Take advantage of the Twin Towers lineup. It didn't work in the first half. Like, they had a big lull in the first half because not only did they go with their double bigs, but they went with their jumbo lineup, and they turned a 6-point lead into about a 10-point deficit. The second half, they didn't have the double bigs. It was just Steven Adams with no Alpi Shingun on the floor.
Yeah, what I will say is he sat guys in different spots than he normally does. He sat them in really early to try and get a little size in the game. And I think that he sat Jalen in two significant stretches of time. But I think that other than that, I mean, every coach is going to kind of tune back who they've been running out there in the regular season come playoff time. They're going to shorten their rotations. They're going to go with guys that they trust.
People are tweeting us stuff about the Pope.
That's all you.
I know. Lamont says, I just don't think a Pope and a president in America would work. So you have Lamont's political.
Lamont's political. He was clamoring for this one. He can jump right in.
Half the people, maybe a majority of the people, like Lamont's political views.
Well, I'm not saying I dislike him. I said that this is wheelhouse.
Well, that was the previous show.
I know.
Timmy Candu just said he laid 10,000 to 1 on Wim Ischke to be the next pope. Like who? How would you go about a handicapping the next pope? Like, is there a lineage here that like this pope is better?
Did he
have to come from a good,
I would say that
clergy? Like, the clergy won all the titles?
I think there is some criteria. Like, you've got to be in the Cardinal College or whatever they call it. And then they seem to go very old. They seem like you've got to be.
What's the youngest pope ever?
I mean, because even Dolan's 75.
I would say odds are there's never been a pope under 50.
The youngest John 7, who's believed to have been 18 years old.
Oh, well,
and that was in like the 1800s, I'm sure.
We looked at 955.
There you go. I overjudged it.
It was twice.
Well, because in that age you only lived to 30 anyway, so they couldn't elect an old pope.
Yeah,
I mean you can't teach an old pope.
The longest living pope was Benedict. I guess that would be 16th. No, would that be the 14th? I think
XV1.
My Roman numerals aren't great. He resigned. How do you? What do you call it? The papacy.
Sounds right.
Papacy.
Yeah. Because it's the papal.
So he resigned when he was 85 years old. So he was the oldest pope at 85. So the youngest has been 18. The oldest is 85.
I don't think. I think they're always looking for like retirement age, 65 and up, for a pope.
The average age in recent times is 65.
There you go. Boom. Right on it.
So, yeah. They want wisdom. They want knowledge. 713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line. What did we unpack here? J.D. Vance dropped the Pope, said a texter, like the national championship. I did see that he met with him the day before for a long period of time.
He did? The day before he died?
Yeah, it was like very recent.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which country has the most Catholics?
Do we know if Ted Cruz visited him right before he died?
Okay. Can the Pope be black? That curse. Ask a texture. I imagine the Pope can be black. I don't think it's ever been done before. Couldn't they be?
That's what I'm saying. That's when I brought
up. They're black cardinals, so they're certainly eligible.
Yeah. When are you going to be held to a certain standard, too, of being more current? Younger, possibly in the mix, you know. Ethnic background in the mix.
Are you saying they're looking for their Barack Obama?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you got to be a little bit more open-minded. Younger, it seems like they're allowed to do whatever they want, like the Masters or like.
That would be very much a Barack move for the Roman Catholics.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if they went younger and more progressive, that's what they did with President in the U.S. when they elected Barack. Because he was younger and he was the first black president to ever be the POTUS of the United States. That's redundant. POTUS of the United States. First ever POTUS.
President of the United States of the United States. Yes.
It's like when Rob Dibble said, I'm the world champion of the world. What do you say?
I'm the world champion of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the world champion of the world. Yeah. Rob Dibble's the best.
We should just start calling those Carl Ravitches.
Yeah. He's the worst.
God, you got me on your side on that one.
I think more people are on my side. I think I've led the campaign of anti-Carl Ravitches around the world.
Every one of his foot and mouths last night, I was like, oh, Jeremy's. He's winning me over on this one.
He said one about...
the Altuve one drove me nuts.
We'll get to it later, I'm sure.
Yes.
But he said... Oh, he was talking about... he was talking about Dubon after the collision. And he's like, Mauricio Dubon's like one of the most respectable players in all of baseball, regardless of his team. What? Like, that's just a cheap shot. Two, he didn't pick his team. He got traded to the Astros.
I mean, three, he wasn't on the Astros when the whole thing went down.
Yeah. I do not. I do not like
him. Keep going because the one that he's supposed to be doing his homework on the players, and he goes, you know, with all the guys struggling, they still have a guy that, you know, that they're relying on, you know, as their everyday catcher in Dias. I'm like, who? The PR guy's named Gene Dias. You're going to tell me that that's the catcher, Yiner's last name?
That's how you pronounce Gene's name is Dias? Mm-hmm. That's funny because you know whenever they talk like at the thing, it's called a Dias? That's like a perfect name for a PR guy.
Yeah.
Dias.
And the one that really drove me nuts last night, I forget the exact stat, but it was like Altuve later in his with all the accomplishments. And he goes, Altuve's done all this. And I mean, you know, done the majority of it as an Astro. He's done all of it as an Astro. And it was like so obvious. And like, what are you doing, Carl?
That's what you get with the Killer Bees. You might just get a little, you know, little off Pope, the beaten path.
Little Pope
Carl Ravage. Who else in the city? Who else in the country segues from the next Pope to Carl Ravage?
Maybe we should try to get Carl Ravage elected Pope so we don't have to hear him on our broadcast. You're going to
get him on the
anymore.
Air. That,
well,
that
they're
get
dropping MLB. I mean, ESPN and MLB are divorcing after this year. So just one more year.
Well, he might end up calling games on MLB Network.
Hope
or
not. He does seem like an MLB Network kind of guy.
He does, like a Brian Kenny.
Like a washed-up ESPN dude. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, I think
dang it, Brian, that makes so much sense.
I think he sticks with ESPN. I think he's a
to do what?
Guy.
College World Series. And he does SEC basketball.
And he does game days for college, too, doesn't he?
I don't know.
What doesn't game he host with,
oh, the college basketball
Jay Will
game day,
and
I think
Seth
you're right.
Whenever they go on the road?
No, that's what's his face?
Who?
The guy that hosts it.
That's what I'm saying. Who is it?
It's not Ravage. It's the guy who hosts it, Reese Davis.
Oh, Reese Davis.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it is.
Reese Davis
does
it. Reese Davis was
he
being
does Little
quartered
League
by
World
Fox.
Series, right?
He does Little League, too. That's right. I don't watch Little League, but he does.
No, he does. Yeah.
I know that. I know you're right. I'm not arguing you.
No, I know.
I'm just saying I don't like watching the College
like,
World Series.
Like, I was thinking last
like these,
night.
These Catholic popes
wherever
might,
it goes, do they hire Eduardo Perez and or David Cone?
I doubt it, because Cone does Mets baseball.
He was Yankees or Mets?
Maybe Yankees. Yeah. He does Yankees. Okay. Cone and Hernandez do Mets, right? I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, yes, you do, because Keith Hernandez does. He's the main Mets guy.
What is Perez? Perez does Little League too.
He does,
and College World Series.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. They might let him go.
One time hitting instructor for the Houston Astros.
Like they have to let a lot of those guys go.
Yeah, I saw that they did a big like say goodbye to Cassidy Hubbard the other night because she got hired to be one of the sideline reporters for.
She's going to Amazon,
NBC,
right?
Or Amazon, one of the two.
I think it's Amazon, maybe both. I think they might be sharing a broadcaster pool.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We'll talk about the Rockets more later. 713-780-3776. Let's get out of here before we get in trouble. Good, bad, and ugly from the Astros weekend. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, if you think that your looks are getting kind of ugly because you're losing all your hair, I got a solution for you. And it's not all the different gimmicky things you see on TV. Late night television tells you sprays, creams, and foams can solve your problem. No, it can mask your problem. To solve your problem, you need someone like Doc Linville. Doc Linville, right here in the medical center in Houston, Texas, does the PRP treatments and he does the NeoGraft procedure. And quite simply, that what that does is get your hair back and it actually strengthens and maintains the hair that you still have. Fantastic procedure. I've had it done. I can't tell you enough great things about both PRP and the procedure itself and the fact that, more so than anything else, it works. I had a free consultation with Doc and his staff. He explained everything to me and asked me to consider doing it. And after a conversation with my wife, I was like, yeah, I'll do this. And I am so glad that I did because my hairline went from an 8-head back to a 4-head. I got my hair back, and I couldn't be happier. You can do the same thing. Essentially, if you use lawn terms, like the PRP treatments, which we've heard athletes use for their elbows and their shoulders and their knees, can also be done with hair. If you still have hair on your head, but it's thinning and it's not as thick and lush as it used to be, PRP treatments is like fertilizing your lawn and getting that thick, lush hair back. And then if you don't have hair in certain spots and you think there's nothing you can do about it, the NeoGraft procedure actually takes hair from areas of your head you're never going to lose it, sides in the back of your head, and puts it where you need it most. It's like resodding your lawn. And in no time at all, you'll see the follicles there growing and getting settled in. In 6 to 9 months, you see the full results, and you get your hair back. Right now, you get that free consultation like I got. People off the street pay $150, but if you're listening to me and you want to talk to him, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com, and you get the free consultation. No money out of pocket, no signing on the dotted line, just you and Doc and his staff talking about how you might want to consider this and why, and then you make the choice. I did, couldn't be happier. You should too. Check them out today. Go to 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ryan thinks he's so he can't help his he can't keep his composure. He thinks he's so funny.
He's laughing so hard, it sounded like his voice cracks.
He thinks he's funny.
Well, how often am I going to get a chance to play this? How often is the Pope coming up on the show? You got to take your chances.
Probably next time they hire a Pope,
where he starts trying to like sing his takes one day because he wants to do
it. Oh, I will never try to sing on this show. Yeah. That is a promise.
What's a promise?
That I will never try to sing on this show.
Thank goodness. But Lance would make no such promise because he does it. He did this, I think, a couple of times.
The boss has told me I'm not allowed to sing on the air anymore. So
when did you sing?
I did it early in our tenure, and they told me to stop. So I was like, okay.
What'd you sing?
Stuff.
Wow. That was helpful. Thank you.
No, it wasn't about what I sang.
It was about how I sang. Oh, you broke out Little Nas X and...
No. No.
Oh, some rap lyrics?
We probably should do the whole, what's his name?
Dan Lebatard?
Lebatard.
What did he do?
Remember when he had that one show on ESPN with Poppy? And Bomani Jones? And he would have Poppy read rap lyrics. Oh. It was so funny. We should have Brian read rap lyrics in Andrew Luck's voice.
Yeah, that's fine. I could do that.
Yeah. Whenever we have a slow day in July, just get B-Max dulcet tones reading a little Nas X. They wouldn't like that.
I think everyone would love that.
Astros start a series today against the Blue Jays. Anybody doing Blue Jay or AA today, or are we just dropping it today? I forgot about it.
Yeah, we could probably do it tomorrow.
There's enough other stuff going on in the world. Who's your favorite Astro beat reporter? 713-780-3776.
Tags.
Mine too. Go Cougs. He tweeted a little bit ago some notes from Espada at Brian McTaggart on Twitter. Walker is getting a breather today. So no Christian Walker in the lineup today. Hope it's not that he go bleak. Caleb Ort could be activated tomorrow.
Like that.
To the Astros. But with Forrest Whitley got activated over the weekend. Didn't pitch.
Yep.
And then McCullers will throw a bullpen today. I take it back. McCullers will throw a bullpen tomorrow or Wednesday and could make a rehab start at the weekend.
Yeah, they said it got the possible start in Kansas City this coming weekend.
I thought it was in Midland.
Was scratched.
I think it was in Midland.
He was sick. No, I'm saying he was supposed to pitch this weekend in his final rehab start. And he was under the weather, so that screwed the chances that he would come back in Kansas City.
So if he throws a rehab this weekend, it'd probably be his final rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd have to be activated to the team. So that puts him in line to start...
next week.
Right, I've seen who they play.
Cincinnati?
Did I play Cincinnati? The internet here is booty today.
I think Cincinnati is coming up at home.
No, it's at home.
I think so.
It's probably a better place for him to start. This backs up my whole Lance McCullers doesn't pitch if anything is wrong. And I know he got an IV, and I know that stomach viruses can be problematic. I just don't think he wanted to go to Midland. When did this stomach virus happen? Was it before or after he arrived in Midland? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
He saw a little bit of land, man. He's like, I'm not going to Midland.
Yeah, when I can get the whole family, including extended family, to Sugar Land, it's a different story.
They're 2 weeks away from the Red Series. So if he starts not this weekend but next weekend, this is ironic. It'd be at Chicago.
Ooh.
White Sox.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which was the...
Hope it's not chilly.
That was the infamous site where he hurt the elbow.
Hope they don't have to bump him up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of... I don't know. It's kind of curing a lot of demons there, I guess. Kind of like the Rockets playing the Warriors.
Or opening up a can.
This is kind of a perfect opponent, though. I mean, probably the worst team in baseball.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
They have a knack of even running into each other to lose games. They're bad.
They are bad. All right, good, bad, and ugly from the Astros weekend. We'll start with the good, because the good is that, I mean, the Astros won a series. So when they win series, we start with good. When they lose series, we start with bad. It's just what we do. So what's the good from the Astros weekend?
We got several goods. I'll start with Jake Meyers. I'm the guy that likes to poo-poo on him and never have much confidence in him, but both defensively, I know you'd love that, but even offensively.
Did you see him crashing to the wall?
I did. That's why I mentioned it.
Back-to-back plays.
Yes, he did. And the second one, he couldn't do anything to bring that one back. That one had a stewardess on it and got out in a hurry. But Jake Meyers is hitting the baseball. Jake Meyers, you know, over the course of the weekend was 5-for-11. And he's playing good defense. And he's one of the guys hitting on a team that just hasn't been hitting consistently. So I give Jake his flowers.
Yeah, he's been good. Now, he started off good offensively last year, too. And then, you know, fell off a cliff. Like, it wasn't even a steady decline. It was off a cliff. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. Now, I don't think he's going to hit over 300 the whole year, but just be an above-average offensive player. If he's above-average offensively with what he provides defensively, he's like a $15 million, $20 million a year player.
You're not wrong. I mean, you look at the short-term deals that what's the annoying guy that
Kevin Kiermaier?
Cardinals, Mets.
Oh, you're talking about the righty. He's
Yankees.
Oh, Harrison Bader.
If Bader can get 10 to 12, 14 a year,
yeah,
Jake's going to get that.
Kiermaier got like $12 million, couldn't hit a lick. Like,
wasn't he going to retire and someone pulled him out of retirement this year?
I think he did retire.
I thought he decided to change his mind and someone signed him.
Maybe the Dodgers or the Dodgers liked him because he could play defense. I thought he retired, though. I think he's retired.
Okay. I thought he had said he was going to retire and then decided to change his mind. Maybe no one signed him.
Yeah, I think he retired.
Okay.
I think he's done. He's been hired by the Blue Jays as a special assistant. So I think his playing days are over. I think that happened last year.
Was Grichuk the guy that was going to retire?
No, I think it was Kiermaier, but I think it was last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he wanted to retire last year. The Dodgers were like, "Hey, you got one more year in you? We could use a really good defender." And I think he played one more year. I think it was last year.
Okay.
Good that I have. Look, they won a series against a really good team.
That's the thing.
Like we were dismissing, not we.
That's but actually on my list.
The city was dismissing the Astros as like, oh, this is a pretender, windows closed, all that stuff. And then they beat a really good team 2 out of 3, very close to a sweep against a really good team. I think they should have won yesterday's game.
I do too. And they I think that one of the guys that's on my bad list was the reason why they lost.
Hey, no bad yet. Keep it up to the good. They came from behind to win Saturday. You know, not a team that you have a whole lot of faith can come back offensively, and they came back offensively. Christian Walker, game-tying home run, and that come-from-behind win Saturday, too. Now, obviously, we want to get the bat going for Christian Walker, getting a day off today to just breathe. Now, the catch he made in the ninth inning in that game, after that little bloop leadoff double.
Oh, it was beautiful.
One-out catch, Christian Walker going back into the outfield, making the over-the-shoulder grab.
That was nice.
You know who doesn't make that play? Jose Abreu.
No question.
So, like, hey,
I don't
tip
think
the cap
John system. Makes it either.
No chance.
No.
He doesn't get to it.
Singleton did, yeah.
No. Yeah, so I tip my cap to Christian Walker.
Okay. Right. We're not going to get to that yet. But, yeah, you can untip your cap for last night.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, I know. I said we're going to get
to it. If we're talking about the same play.
No, there's more than one.
I don't know how you give that to Walker.
There's more than one.
Cam Smith, double dong.
I got him on my list as well.
Cam Smith, double dong. And he did it with two different pitches, and he pulled both of them.
His OPS is better.
Yeah, his OPS is, like, respectable now. Whenever he came up to the bigs, people question if he would ever have pull power. So the fact that both of those home runs went over the wall and left, good job, Cam Smith. There's a little pull power. And he did it with two different pitches.
Yeah, because
he did it with a fastball and did it with a sweeper.
Because even Eddie Perez last night was saying, hey, when he's at his best, he's a relaxed swing going the opposite way.
Yeah,
he likes to go to right field. But it's nice with that short porch that he can get around on a ball, too.
I thought he was going to hit a game-tying home run last night against that Padre closer who was throwing 102 on the outside half of the plate. I was like, this kind of suits up for his game. Like, just hit one to right, make solid contact, hit it 375 feet for a game-tying home run. What other goods do you guys have?
I have just the starting pitching as a whole. It wasn't great, but it was good enough because, you know, all three guys gave you 5+. All three guys kept it at 2 runs or less. And you're playing a damn good baseball team in the Padres. And I know they have a few injuries, but the fact that the Padres are one of the teams that are going to challenge the Dodgers for the division and for the National League, and all three of your starting pitchers kept it at 2 runs or less, that's a win.
I thought it was a good bounce back for Fromber. Like, I don't think Fromber was his best last night, but he was a good bounce back for Fromber Valdez. That was good.
And I was worried too early on with the two different delays when Machado fouled the two balls off his foot after the fact that you had Arraez, and I'm watching Fromber, and they're like, do you want to warm up? And he was like, no. I'm like, maybe you should. I understand it. But I was like, man, this could be where the wheels fall off for him. And even when he got the pitch clock violation, I was like, here's another one where the wheels could fall off, and he held it together.
He kind of embraced it, too. He's like, yeah, I got you. I've never seen him really do that.
He
was like, yeah, it was me. I was like, what, Fromber? Taking accountability for a pitch count or pitch clock? That's different.
The back of the bullpen was great.
Yes, Abreu and Hader.
Yep.
I had Hader specifically. Hader has been dynamite.
Like, yep.
This is the Josh Hader that you signed last offseason.
Abreu still does what I'm annoyed by that you fight me on, which is understandable, but he creates a lot of his own trouble, but he still gets out of it. But Hader has been phenomenal, and I'm sure this meant a lot more going against his old team. So I definitely had – and Jeremy Pena had a hit in every game. Jeremy Pena, you know, I understand I'm not feeling great about him being in the top four, but right now with no one else hitting, I don't know how many other options you have.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I don't like it, but at the same time, at least in the top four, he got a hit in every game.
Yeah, Astros are going with a different lineup today, too. They're going with Yiner in the two hole.
Oh, I don't like
that. Altuve, Yiner, Isak batting third.
I don't like that.
Pena, Myers, Yiner, Smith, Rogers, DeZinzo.
I mean, if Yiner's on a heater, that's one thing, but I don't like him in the two hole.
No, Yordan.
You said Yiner.
Did I?
Yeah, you said Yiner.
My bad.
That scared the hell out of me.
No, my bad. Yordan two hole.
Okay.
Altuve, Yordan, Isak, Pena, Myers, Yiner, Smith, Rogers, DeZinzo.
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing?
It's a lot different. My bad. That's my bad.
I kept looking at my notes. My bad. Wait. Did I miss something on Yiner? I know in each series he's had one game.
I don't like Pena in the four hole either. Like, why not bat Pena two, Isak three, Yordan four? I don't know. Any goods, Brian?
Yeah, you guys.
Of course you don't have any good. You always see the worst in things.
Okay,
just kidding. Go ahead.
No, you guys pretty much ran through all of mine. The only thing I'll add on is that I was impressed by Wesneski on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than the sweeper he hung to Tatis in the middle of the plate, I never thought he should even pitch to Machado, but that's more of a manager decision at that point. I mean, there was no... There was no one on first. They had a base open. But Wesneski was pretty good. Fromber and Gusto gave up a lot of hits, but still got through it. So you give credit for them for not letting it implode. But I thought Wesneski was impressive.
Yeah.
That sweeper. They were chasing all over.
Yeah, he's been solid.
Yep.
He's been solid.
If that's your fifth starter, and we were wondering who the fifth starter was going to be at the start of the year, I'll take that. I mean, because he is who he is, but he's going to give up a couple of runs, but he's going to keep you in the ballgame.
Yeah, and then how about that Altuve play off the wall Friday night?
It was very, very good. I was wondering if anybody was going to give him the same kind of love as anytime he makes a mistake, but he did play it very well.
Yeah.
Because that was a quick hop that he had to field, and infielding, probably helped there.
And then he was at second the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because of who's pitching.
He made some plays at second, too. There was that one where he had to really go quickly and unload it, and I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, it was in the eighth.
Yeah, and he made it. Yeah, he made a good play there.
All right, good, bad, ugly. What do you have? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Some of the good from the Hive, although A-Bar on the Twitch taking you to a task, Blankers. Myers with another catch off the wall after somebody said he was afraid of the wall.
I said it, okay? I led with it in my goods.
He did own it.
Jeez.
He did own it. 713-780-ESPN. King of Twitch says a priest, a rabbi, and a BMAC walk into a bar. 75 says is Gallant the bartender. He'd make a good bartender, I think.
I think you're right.
He'd be pretty good.
I mean,
he'd probably be good on that show you watch.
What show do I watch?
The one what's the chick that Vanderpump?
Yeah. Apparently Vanderpump's going to an entirely new cast, though. I'm not sure how much I'm going to enjoy that, The new Vanderpump. I only watch these shows because my wife makes me watch them. For what it's
That's
worth.
Not true. You
it
love
true.
Drama.
I wouldn't watch it if I wasn't married to her. There's no way. I wouldn't watch that show. If
maybe you wouldn't have gotten started
now,
but if your wife left you tomorrow, I think you'd still watch it.
I doubt so because it'd bring up memories of her.
Okay, well that's actually a fair point, but yeah. I don't think you run from it.
Like I never watch them whenever I'm like alone in like the hotels and stuff. So like I don't think I'd watch them. I really don't. Now, do I enjoy them when they're on? A little bit. I don't mind a little Vanderpump. What are the Toms feuding about this time? Why did Tom cheat on his girlfriend with Rochelle? Why is that happening?
I don't know who these people are.
That isn't entertaining.
Help me out, Joel.
Scandival? You know what reality show we started watching was Traitors. Traitors, like a little game show element. What's it's that? Actually pretty good. Huh. I don't know how I would describe it.
That was on House Peacock? Full of people.
Yeah, it's on Peacock. Traitors is pretty good.
Yeah, it looked interesting. I haven't tried it, but it looked interesting.
We watched The Challenge. Who doesn't watch? I mean, what middle-aged, warm-blooded man doesn't watch The Challenge?
Me?
And
I said middle. I said middle-aged.
Okay. Me.
What is? The
I
challenge?
Said warm-blooded.
I'm now a lizard.
The challenge. The challenge is on MTV. Okay. It's on MTV. They have like characters that were formerly of Real World, Road Rules that like compete in challenges for money.
Oh,
but now they brought in like more reality stars from like other shows and stuff.
What's that dude that made with the Boston?
CT?
No, the guy that made a living out of being on all these shows after he was on the original Survivor, one of them, Boston.
Oh, Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
He was on the last season of Traitors.
That dude just cashes in by getting on every one of these shows.
Yeah, Zac Efron's brother was on the last season of Traitors. He's actually a pretty good guy, I think, from the little bit that I watched. Nikki Bella was on the last season of Traitors.
She's okay. A former wrestler.
Yeah, she used to...
The twins?
Yeah.
One of them was engaged to Cena?
Yeah.
That was Nikki.
Yeah. Okay. That was the one that was on Traitors, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Traitors is fine. Traitors is okay. We watched that. We watched The Challenge. Vanderpump, I'm not sure we're going to make the commitment to a new cast. I'm not sure that's going to happen. The Valley, which has a lot of the old Vanderpump people, yes.
Bartender.
I think you're talking about Jax.
Is that him? Jax. Yeah,
he was in rehab. Right. Yeah, his wife left him.
He's married?
He was.
Seems like he's trying to
that ship jump sailed.
On sounds every... like you know more about this than you let on, Joel.
No, there's no doubt. Look, of all the TVs on all the different stations at the gym, one of them, for some reason, always has that show on. And so I have, from time to time, seen some of that show over the years. I know two guys, the meathead bartender, and there's a skinny little dude with dark hair that...
Jamie Kennedy?
No, he's another one of the... Isn't he also... Aren't they buddies? Him and Jax?
Well, I mean, they're all kind of buddies. Like, they get paid to be friends.
Are they all bartenders?
They Well, the story is that the Vanderpump would hire a bunch of, like, wannabe models, actors, actresses.
To work at the restaurant?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how much of that is real. But yeah, they're all... And then they get paid to be in the same circle, you know?
Okay.
Like all the housewives, they're not really friends, but they get paid to, like, be in these situations together.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was kind of
Southern little, Charm. We watched
this
that
guy was
one.
A little kind of overly metro buddy of Jax's. I think
it could be Jamie Kennedy. It could be Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval might be the answer.
Okay,
which Tom Sandoval? Like that was two summers ago. Tom Sandoval cheated with his longtime girlfriend with her best friend, and it led to the summer of Scandoval.
Okay.
So we. what's not to like? What's not to like about
There's
this?
There's no
really
way
have
I believe that without your wife getting you to watch this
Brian,
show,
Brian's,
that you wouldn't watch this
Brian's
show.
Brian's mad at me. He just watched 8 hours of men in underwear wrestle each other for the last 2 days.
First off, 6 hours. Yeah,
there you
thank
go.
You.
There you go. So, like, why are you
and
mad
he
at me?
That it's
women
all real.
Also well,
he doesn't believe it's. He doesn't believe that. He
What's
knows that?
That
it's predetermined. The
He's mad that Cena cheated.
Is he?
I was mad with the finish, but I don't care that he
See,
cheated.
See, and he's laughing at me. He's laughing at me for Scandoval was real, baby. It was very, very real. So it was Scandal. So the old Vanderpump, probably won't watch the new Vanderpump, The Valley, Southern Charm, is it
What's
Summer
the
House?
Valley?
The Valley's like all the old, all the people from Vanderpump who got old. Jax is on The Valley now.
Oh.
And his ex-wife, and then like their friends.
It's the Vanderpump retirement show?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
It's their retirement
hey,
tour.
Again, it's like Boston
one
Rob.
It's, right? The champions
it's like Boston Rob
Vanderpump.
Making all these, yeah. His world tour of other shows. If you can still make a living going on to the retirement home section of Vanderpump.
I'm not mad at it. If you can make a living being famous just for being famous.
They get paid tons of money.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy how much
That's
they get
how
paid.
These Real Housewife ladies all make cake
yeah.
And they like think they're celebrities because
yeah.
The people
well,
are obsessed
are.
With it.
It's
yeah.
Why they have a big house off the main street.
Don't
that's a big deal. I was watching I don't watch the Housewives, but every now and then it'll be on when my wife's around. And one of the housewives insulted the other housewife. This is Beverly Hills, I want to say.
Okay.
And one of the housewives insulted the other housewife by saying that she has a house off the main road. Because apparently being on the main road is a bad thing. That's not good. Because you have to live on the main road. You're not as well off as some of the
so
others who might be
like,
better
away.
To be off
it's not
the
like
main road.
Sunset yes. Boulevard okay. Or Beverly Hills, whatever.
Yeah.
Or Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, you want to be those adjacent. Like
okay.
Off of the beaten
okay.
Path, but not too far off the beaten path. But if you're on the main road, they're saying that that's cheaper real estate.
Because I want to say that they do, like, you know, they Brian, you would know this, the Comic-Con.
Why would I know that?
You see where I'm going here.
Okay.
They
all
do
right.
Comic-Con for all the, like, fans of comic superheroes, all mm-hmm. Those kind of things. I want to say they do a spinoff of that just for, like, the Housewife shows. Like, they'll go and get the George
oh,
R. Brown convention.
Oh,
set.
Yeah, yeah.
There
they do
go.
It in Vegas.
And they do, like, the Bravo
sure
shows.
Sure
and
sure
people
do.
Flock
it's,
there.
It's called BravoCon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's called BravoCon. Well, I mean, is it weird?
Well, not for them. They're rolling in it.
You're saying you wouldn't do it.
I'm not going there. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't want to watch someone.
But, I mean.
The furthest I'll go is, like, watch it on TV. Now, Jamie Kennedy did DJ a Houston Cougar football event. I just want to say. Like, yeah. he's a real big deal, that Jamie Kennedy.
Like, I wouldn't obviously go to the BravoCon.
I don't think his name's Jamie, actually. I think that's the
well,
old
Jamie
comic.
Kennedy's a comedian.
It's James Kennedy.
Okay, because Jamie Kennedy is the guy that had the Kennedy effect or whatever that show was. He's a comedian,
yeah.
So I didn't know if he was just
no, this
wrapped
is,
up
this
in their
is
world.
James
or,
Kennedy.
Okay.
Not
yeah,
Jamie
different
Kennedy.
Person.
Christopher says American Idol is fire. I haven't done American Idol
My
forever.
My oldest daughter loves it.
Haven't watched in forever. Desert Stro, I binge watched The Challenge with my missus. Love it. Challenge is great. Challenge is fantastic. It's awesome. Somebody thought you were talking about Sandoval. I bet you were talking about Sandoval. I think Sandoval is who you were describing.
Okay.
Yes, happy wife means happy life. Therefore, she runs the remote control. If there's not sports on. Yeah. If the Astros are playing, the Rockets are playing. That has my attention.
The other thing that's weird is I used to watch, just for the entertainment of what people are willing to do, The Botched Show.
Oh, I can't do that.
And then I realized that the one doctor from Botched is married to one of the Real Housewives. And then the other doctor from Botched is or was married to one of the Maloofs.
Huh.
From
really?
That used to own the Rockets.
Hmm.
From the family. I was like,
own the Rockets?
The Maloofs used to own the Rockets.
I thought they owned the Kings.
No, their sons owned the Kings.
Oh.
The two sons, the two boys, ended up owning the Kings.
So Father Maloof owned the Rockets for a bit. Before Les?
Yes.
Was he the one right before?
No, that was Charlie Thomas. He had a part ownership or something like that in the Rockets.
Interesting. Secret Millionaire on Netflix was a fun watch with the wifey. Interesting. We'll have to check that out. Shout out to my homie Sam getting third in the challenge. Tyler and Conroe, shout out to Sam. Way to go.
Okay.
I think that if it's the one that was most recent, though, she kind of held Frankie back. She kind of held Frank back. I hate to break it to you, Tyler
Frank
and Conroe. Frank is a dude.
Okay.
Sam's a woman. UK Traders, so much better. Well, to check it out. I haven't watched the UK Traders, but I'll check it out. It's actually called Million Dollar Secret, my bad. Okay, good. Well, check out Million Dollar Secret, too. I always like a little reality television. Always like a little drama. All right, good, bad, and ugly. We got sidetracked there. This show has ADHD today.
It's a good one.
Astros, good, bad, and ugly. What's the bad and the ugly? We'll get to that next. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. If you're trying to cure your ADHD, you know what you need to do? Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Enjoy the rest and relaxation. Get rid of the Mondays and get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Escape the rat race. Escape the hustle and bustle and get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Book now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. From open green spaces to beautiful wildlife you don't see in the city to majestic trees. And if you're a fisherman, some of the best fishing in Texas, you can't beat it. One of the perks of Two Creeks Crossing Resort, one of the great perks of Two Creeks Crossing Resort, 92 acres of property for you to explore, for you to hike. Get on the water with one of their kayaks. How about some pickleball? They have pickleball courts out there to please you pickleball enthusiasts. Or how about just hanging out by the pool with a drink? That's fine. Ain't no one going to be mad at you for that. Two Creeks Crossing Resort loves to take care of their visitors. As I mentioned, just 90 minutes away from Houston. Don't have to have a long day in the car. Don't have to travel anywhere through airports or airplanes. You can drive there and be there in 90 minutes, from glamping to cabins to tree houses, or pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for anyone. And it's still for you. You can save 20% on your next two-night stay. Sunday through Thursday, if you're looking for a little midweek escape, two-night stay minimum, save 20% on rentals for RV sites, their yurts, cabins, and tents. Book your weekend escape now or your weekday escape and get 20% off at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.